where they rise in the blue of heaven's dome. Many years I have spent in that place of sweet content. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Well, good evening to all from beautiful western Montana. You're now listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers. Today is July. No, it isn't. It's August 2nd. I did a typo on my screen. The time is flying by, isn't it? Pretty soon we'll have snow on the ground. I'm kidding. Anyway, you're now listening to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chattango.com, or chat and go, as some people call it. Kenneth, our dear board op, is in the control room with his Wonder Dog trigger. He's answering the phones, and he'll play a couple clips for me if we get some time here. I've titled tonight's show, "The Drums of War Are Banging. Can you hear them?" Anyway, good evening. I have been spending the last couple of days here tuning receivers and transmitters for a radio project that goes up on the mountain here, hopefully before the snow flies. But there's been delays because of equipment failures up there and moving equipment and stuff like that due to our lovely Forest Service that's kicked us out of a building. Anyway, with the failed banking system that started in 2008 and the following QE1 through the QE4 programs, which is basically QE4 to infinity now, to rescue that fraud, millions are now jobless and millions are about to be evicted and homeless. There's food shortages, riots, a burning of cities, the cops are being killed, and the militarized police are being sent into cities and other events pointing to a failed governance. And I don't blame Trump for this either. I wanted to remind you that this isn't coming from some third world country, but it's from America. Those in power in America always use a scapegoat to further their war agenda. Or I should make that plural, agendas. As per usual, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, I wonder how many yards of material it takes to put a pair of underwear on him, and of course Donald Trump, are slinging the anti-China rhetoric to distract you from the internal domestic problems they want to blame on China as for their main distraction. And Tom down there in Florida, don't get upset. You'll hear what I'm going to say here in a minute. And they're doing a great job, too. All the keywords like Wuhan virus, China virus, China will pay, they're all adding up as intended. The same as when Bush Sr. was calling Saddam the evil Hitler. We have Maduro, the narco kingpin, and of course, Putin, the evil ex-KGB. Hang on a second, I'll get that. The ex-KGB agent implying that the Soviet NSC 68 doctrine formed under Truman that has for decades justified that Cold War, and now we have a new Cold War. What a blessing when the U.S. needs to rescue all those arms manufacturers with massive bailouts for shutting a country and a planet down. You, the listener, for decades have been buying products that were made in China, so it's this government, and you apparently had no problem buying or supporting them damn communist in China. And of course, that's because many millions of U.S. jobs were sent to China so that U.S. corporations could get cheap slave labor. Well, millions here lost their homes, paid health care, vacations, overtime pay, sick leave, pregnancy leave for the women. And that's back when women didn't have things hanging down out of their skirts. And of course, they lost their vehicles and their credit. And if you're as old as I am, that was a time when you also didn't have to find, like I say, this appendage. And now they say even men can have periods. God, what a wonderful country we live in. You can look that video up on YouTube. It's kind of interesting. Can I borrow your tampon? Those corporations also got massive tax breaks and paid their CEOs millions of dollars in bonuses, too. Haven't you heard about what's going on with this PPP thing? Let's go back. Sky News on June 14th reported that a Chinese-owned company had been manufacturing key circuit boards for the F-35 Lightning II fifth-generation fighters flown by the U.S. and U.K., except PCB, that's a printed circuit board, based in this area of England, which just basically farmed out the jobs to China. Who allowed that? On June 9, 2013, the Pentagon is growing increasingly worried about relying on military components made in China. The Hellfire missile. Who allowed that? May 24, 2012, the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee has issued a report stating that China is a major source of counterfeit electronic components found in aircraft such as the L-3 Communications, the C-27J, Lockheed Martin C-130J, and the Boeing P-8. Who in the hell authorized that? Could this all be because there isn't a U.S. corporation who would have once employed thousands of Americans to make those circuit boards and parts as a matter of national defense and kept those jobs here in America? So again, who authorized all that? As well as the education here in America, unlike China, who's churning out many engineers in those fields. Here, they have classes on the queering of God, anal sex, colleges with crying booths, and of course, in case you fail, they'll graduate you anyway so that you're not left behind. Eventually, you guys will pick up on this, I hope. I'll talk about a so-called virus in a few, but I'll start first with Pompeo's talking about them evil communist Chinese and their imprisonment of the Uyghur Muslims. Pompeo citing the human rights abuses of China. Damn. Well, let's go back to May 11, 2017. Beijing, this is from Reuters, up to 5,000 ethnic Uyghur from China's violence-prone far western region of Xinjiang are fighting in various militant groups in Syria. Yes, your tax dollars are paying the salaries of those same Uyghurs in Syria who Pompeo wants to defend in China, who the U.S. is using to destroy the democratically elected government in Syria, no doubt of whom are also part of ISIS. Remember, these guys are violence prone. The Uyghurs killing Syrians is okay, right? The U.S. states that it's set to withdraw from the United Nations Human Rights Council. Well, by God. With U.S. ambassador to U.N. calling the organization a protector of human rights abusers and a cesspool of political bias. And I'll have Ken get my clip number two ready here. This is where Ambassador Nikki Haley said that the withdrawal was not a retreat from the U.S.'s commitments to human rights, but called the 47-member International Council an organization that was not worthy of its name. So, Ken, can you play that little clip for me, number two?
The administration is planning to withdraw from the UN Human Rights Council. The U.S. claims the council has failed to address critical situations for political reasons, undermining its own credibility.
The U.S. is expected to withdraw from the United Nations Human Rights Council following failed talks to reform the agency to what Washington is demanding. Reuters reported the withdrawal is imminent, but didn't have a date. Last year, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, told the council that Washington was considering leaving the agency unless what she called chronic anti-Israel bias was eliminated. The Human Rights Council has a permanent standing agenda item on alleged violations committed by Israel in the West Bank, an annoyance for the U.S. The U.S. has been critical of the move by the agency to set up a probe into the killings in Gaza of hundreds of Palestinians by the Israeli army. It's understood the U.S. and other members of the agency spent weeks negotiating possible reforms, but in the end, they were unable to reach a deal. Trump had always promised an America First policy, and if Washington does leave the international body, it will be just the latest in a string of withdrawals from international agreements. Last year, Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Paris climate deal, and earlier this year, it pulled out of the Iran nuclear agreement. Toby Mews, CGTN, Washington.
Well, there you have it. Oh, as far as Haley's so-called U.S. commitment to human rights, the millions of innocent people bombed by this country don't need rights, as they're dead. And I could go on to talk about the famous U.S. and Israeli double tap. Of course, that's where the bombing of EMT and EMS workers, and of course, funerals too. However, oddly, there's a concerted worldwide effort to decriminalize homosexual relationships because that stops those Arab Muslim countries from demonizing or even killing or hanging those that chop heads off of gays, except if Iran does it. The Saudis are fine, just as when they behead people, right? Human rights. We can talk about bombing Yemen if you want. In 2019, in September, Saudi Arabia has brutally executed 134 so far this year, including six who were kids when they were arrested. That's okay, because they're an ally of the United States.
I urge the members of the Security Council to exercise at least as much scrutiny of the actions of the Hamas terrorist group as it does to Israel's legitimate right of self-defense. To allow Hamas to continue to get away with its terrorist acts and to somehow expect Israel to sit on its hands when it is attacked is the height of hypocrisy. To continue to condemn Israel without even acknowledging what is actually coming from the leaders of Gaza makes me question who actually cares about the welfare of the Palestinian people. The Palestinian people deserve a better life. That can only happen if we acknowledge and reject the terrorist actions of Hamas and if we encourage more responsible Palestinian leadership. All responsible parties should be encouraging both sides to come to the negotiating table.
Isn't that touchy? Do you know Israel funds Hamas? In Washington Post, you can read the article, How Israel Helped Create Hamas. On ScottNet, you can also read Israel's funding of Hamas. This is where Olmert admits these are the puppet masters. And of course, on J-Post, you can read where Netanyahu says that money to Hamas is a part of a strategy to keep Palestinians divided. It reminds me of Independence Day, where the alien slaps the data from another show up against the window and says, "Peace? We don't want peace. Die." Anyway, you can let all that sink in as the lies about Syria's use of alleged chemical weapons now fully proven to be false, that Trump was tricked into launching a volley of missiles, almost $2 million apiece, at Syria in what is known as crossing the red lines. As well as the entire legal war on Syria, the illegal occupation, the theft of Syrian oil, but I digress. Where have we heard all this before? Yes, the propaganda is working, and you'll see it splattered across YouTube in video after video, along with those purely evil comments like, "I'm hoping the Three Gorges Dam busts," which would no doubt kill tens of millions of Chinese. And those further downstream along the Mekong Delta, which America happens to get a lot of food from, the Vietnam and stuff area, down through from the Yangtze as it would bust into the Mekong Delta. And like Iran's floods, they tried to blame the floods, now here in China, on the CCP. Oh, they're flooding everyone. But most people don't realize what's going on right now. They're not highlighting this year's monsoon rains are saturating China, Japan, Moscow, Turkey, Israel, Oman, Saudi Arabia, Spain, and many other areas. India. Also admitting that over 170 tributary rivers flow into the Yangtze rivers, but blame the CCP for releasing water from those rains. Remember the 2011 floods here in North Dakota and Montana that flooded out all through the Missouri and Mississippi rivers? $3 billion of the damage, homes that weren't covered by flood insurance because they were over 100 feet above the floodplain. Clip number two. Let me see where we at. Yeah, we can get it in there. If not, I'll kill most of it. Anyway, clip number one there. Kenneth, you want to play that?
the U.S. can no longer trust China. Bold words are backed by bold action. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. Last week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a big speech about China at the Richard Nixon Presidential Library. And apparently, it can only be described as filled with ideological bias. Oh, sorry, that's the Reuters headline. Here's the Chinese state-run media headline. It's easy to get confused. Now, to be clear, it wasn't technically Reuters or the Global Times saying Pompeo's speech was full of ideological bias. They were both just quoting the same Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman. Ah, new guy. I guess there's a lot of turnover. I mean, it doesn't seem like a fun place to work. Unless you're Zhao Lijian. He seems to be having a great time on Twitter. Anyway, the point is, Pompeo made a speech about China, and it was filled with some serious ideological bias. For example, this.
We gave the Chinese Communist Party and the regime itself special economic treatment, only to see the CCP insist on silence over its human rights abuses as the price of admission for Western companies entering China.
That's so biased. I mean, Pompeo calls it corporate self-censorship, but from another perspective, it's just corporations serving the market, which they can only do if they obey the censorship demands of the powerful regime that controls that market. Won't someone please think of the corporations? For decades, U.S. policy has been to engage the Chinese Communist Party as if they're a normal government, as if they're a government that plays by the rules, honors agreements, and upholds the stuff in its constitution. Now, clearly, this has not been the case. So why has the U.S. done this? But now, things are changing.
President Reagan said that he dealt with the Soviet Union on the basis of trust but verify. When it comes to the CCP, I say we must distrust and verify.
That's good, Ken. I get tired of this idiot.
Wow.
He met at Nixon's library, where Nixon butchered over 2 million, almost 3 million Vietnamese in another war based on a lie. Talked about Reagan, who systematically butchered through the CIA death squads. Let's talk about human rights. I don't know why people can't understand what's really going on here, but anyway. That Chris Chappell there, by the way, has got CIA written all over his face. So now let's talk about the virus. You know, the ones that they're faking the deaths on, and again, removing videos of doctors, nurses, and paying those to falsify death reports and motorcyclists killed in a wreck who died from the virus. I have a little video here from you, and I'm going to play just part of it here due to our timing here, but I want you to hear what's really going on. And people should realize why they take down a person's YouTube channel and delete 4,000 videos. This is not by accident. Everyone should know that. This thing queues up for me anyway. It's a long video. I should have had David buffer it for me, but... If I have to wait here. Experts say the U.S. and U.K. India COVID-19 vaccine based on attenuated adenovirus will provide immunity not more than 3 to 4 months. Same reason why we all catch a cold. Oh. Come on, video. I'll try this again. Maybe got lost in the translation. Anyway, if it doesn't play, which it should, it is a video from George Webb. George Webb is the one that found out all that evidence on Hillary Clinton's YouTube channels and stuff, or BlackBerry. Sorry about that.
For coronavirus. Don't look into the fact that Fort Belvoir, an American, a sergeant from Fort Belvoir, that's the intelligence command, that's INSCOM, that's just over the river here in Virginia. That's the first person that's infected with coronavirus in where? Wuhan, China. Huh. Now, how could that be? How could an intelligence officer from Fort Belvoir which is in the intelligence command, be the first person that's infected with the coronavirus. Well, it's called the World Games. The World Games is like an Olympics. It's a huge thing. Mark Kulak did an excellent special on this. It's very much like any other Olympic-type ceremony with all the pageantry and all the light shows and all that sort of thing. Huge thing. And it's a perfect, again, these athletic events are perfect covers to then do sidebar conversations and planning for operations. Now, again, I'm not saying that coronavirus is a series of five viruses planned to be attacking Donald Trump sequentially as he knocks down each virus. I'm not saying it's whack-a-mole. I'm not saying that this is a bioweapon. I'm just saying that if you look at the metadata, it starts with an American Army intelligence officer from Fort Belvoir. There's no doubt about this, okay? He's there in October for the World Games before the outbreak. He's the patient number one or patient zero. And in any kind of troubleshooting or getting to the root cause analysis, you start with patient zero. You start with patient one, and that is where it starts. It starts, patient one is Fort Belvoir, intelligence army officer sergeant, who starts this whole thing off. Now, that is pretty important information that I'm not sure is out there. And what do we know about Fort Belvoir? This intelligence command seems to be at the center of all these election operations. They seem to be, you know, if the elections are going against you, hit them with a virus. If the election's going against you, hit them with Antifa. If the election's going against you, do compromat on the other candidate. If the election's going against you, have a violent overthrow before the election. If the election's going against you, quarantine everyone and then search people, go house to house and get rid of the leaders, etc. This is what this group does. Again, if I had a safecracker who just happened to be at the bank at the same time that the alarm went off and he had his hand with a drill and he's drilling into the safe, I can't say for sure that he's doing the bank robbery, but all the signs, it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, acts like a duck, it looks like an intelligence operation. And again, this is why I say we need to keep going to the Blackberries, keep going to the network, keep going to the encryption network. If they've moved from Blackberries to Android with Green Zone phones, fine, so be it. You move with the encryption and the Blackberry. But until you crack this network, you're going to keep having these election operations. The impeachment one, Mueller impeachment, before that, Strzokin, Page with their shenanigans after Trump wins the election. March it all the way back to 2015, go all the way back to 2014. Remember, Bruce Orr and Oleg Deripaska are communicating some way, and they're meeting, not communicating, they're meeting 60 times. 60 times. Bruce Orr meets Oleg Deripaska 60 times. Now tell me there's not some kind of encrypted communications between those people. Uranium One starts in 2011 with Sergei Kislyak. Tell me there's not someone using in those same encrypted communications. Again, if I use hackers in 2016, that's Ukrainegate with Dmytro Alperovich doing the encrypted devices. Why wouldn't I use that same device? Why wouldn't I use that same network of people to affect this election? Remember, you have to follow the money also in this sort of thing. $1.5 billion going to the Bidens on the Biden side of the election ledger here with China Nuclear Group. Has China shown their colors about who they want to win the election? To me, it looks like they've got $1.5 billion slid over on the Biden side. Again, that's a lot of money. Maybe not to China, but to Biden for sure. If you then drill down to the next level, you're right into Kofor Black, you're right into this Burisma network, you're right into the CIA, you're right into dirty tricks and dirty ops, you're right into all the poison gas usage and outbreaks that have happened in Africa. You remember the Ebola virus. You remember all these places like in Georgia that Mark Kulak had a great expose on last night in Georgia. We've talked about it as well, where they're developing Georgia in near Russia, the homeland of Stalin, where Lenin was born, I believe. Maybe it was Stalin. I can't remember. I think it was Stalin was born in the capital of Georgia. There's a weapons lab there. They're using these weapons They're developing these weapons supposedly on the front lines because these small little independent states, you know, on the front line against Putin can't defend against them. So they need biological, they need chemical weapons, they need nuclear weapons. And that's the logic. And we have to look at who is the agency. Again, this comes out in Mark's session that I saw, or his last episode that I saw. Housatonic is his channel, but I've covered it a lot as well. It's Defense Threat Reduction Agency is the agency from Fort Belvoir, again, responsible for shipping all these materials. If they're going to get some loose virus, some loose bioweapon, remember Fort Detrick shuts down in September for coronavirus. Don't look into the fact that Fort Belvoir, an American, a sergeant from Fort Belvoir, that's the intelligence command, that's INSCOM, that's just over the river here in Virginia. That's the first person. That's the first person that's infected with coronavirus in where? Wuhan, China. Huh. Now, how could that be? How could an intelligence officer from Fort Belvoir, which is in the intelligence command, be the first person that's infected with the coronavirus? Well, it's called the World Games. The World Games is like an Olympics. It's a huge thing. Mark Kulak did an excellent special on this.
All right, that's good. Houstonics, that's Mark. He's a good friend of ours on Twitter with George Webb and those guys. Again, after George Webb posted this, YouTube took his channel down with 4,000 videos. And like I say, China may not be all the way not guilty in this thing here, especially when you hear what I've got coming up. But don't forget that evil communist China and their censorship. Did you happen to catch the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and those platforms like Twitter before the House all lying about deleting content with their AI before you can see it? And you can equate that to the war on journalism and the whistleblowers, too. There is so much dirty stuff going on here. And sadly, you know, as a Russian proverb says, to know you, I just have to know your friends. And this is the crux of the matter, as well as exposing more of the deep state. A lot of people don't like to hear that. What I've got coming up here should perk a few ears, but we are constantly told all these lies to ferment hate, anger, whether it's against Muslims, whether it's against Hispanics, Latinos, whatever like that, whether it's Chinese, whether it's Russians, whether it's the blacks in Africa. And you have to realize how busy the CIA has been doing so much in those countries, overthrowing democratically elected governments, just as they're doing here. What did Maxine Waters say, that if Trump wins, American cities will burn? Something like that. Also, America will not be destroyed from the outside, but from the inside. So, with my break coming up here, we'll be back with some more important information. The phone lines are open. 1-800-313-9443.
Another kind of love. I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Welcome back, everyone, to Perception Management. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. Well, let's get on to some other news here. You know, in defense of Donald Trump again, you remember a while back, about 2 years ago, where he said he didn't trust his intelligence agencies. And he was reamed for that. This is the same intelligence agency that lied to everyone, spied on everyone, everything like that, you know. Report. U.S. intelligence warned of coronavirus threat as early as November. ABC News said the National Security Council, the NSC, and the White House were briefed extensively on the danger by January, but failed to act. However, this article is about how they warned Israel in November. Gordon Duff at Veterans Today also has an article on that. It says Trump warned Israel in November but forgot about America. And you can take that article for a 60-40 as the way Gordon Duff reports. However, Western Journal, March of 2019. That's March of 2019. Feds were buying cats from Chinese wet markets, fed them to American cats for research. A March 2019 report from the White Coat Waste Project, a watchdog group that wants to drain the swamp by ending federal spending on projects that use dogs, monkeys, cats, and other animals as guinea pigs, revealed that the U.S. taxpayer funding went to those repulsive centers for death and disease. Let's go back to April of this year, April 12, 2020. The Wuhan Institute of Virology undertook coronavirus experiments on mammals captured more than 1,000 miles away in Yunnan province and were funded by a $3.7 million grant from the U.S. government. It doesn't give the timeline of that, but the article came out in April, so it was probably before that. Here's the crux of the idea here, too. April 18th, 2020. U.S. manufacturers, now this is during a crisis, a pandemic. U.S. manufacturers shipped millions of dollars worth of face masks and other protective medical equipment to China in January and February with encouragement from the federal government. Aha! And what happened there? It was sent to Israel. J Post highlights that article. Israel brings 1 million masks from China to IDF soldiers. Bought discreetly with your tax dollars. You, the Goyim, are really being played. And like cattle, will soon be injected too. And the drums of war, they expand and your children and their children will be called up to defend those lies as patriots. Hoorah! I sure wish people could see what was going on. We, as a country, as a nation, are being destroyed from the inside. And like always with the Federal Reserve, like Mike Rivero's All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, they can't keep this system afloat. The Fed's balance sheet is $7 trillion. They say it's going to go to $17 trillion. And that's on top of already the U.S. national debt of $24 trillion. And the amount of austerity, hyperinflation to come is going to be devastating. And so when I see these young kids and they get all mouthy like that, they don't realize what's coming for them. I'm getting old, like a lot of you guys out here. We won't have to put up with this much longer. Our children will. And our grandchildren will, and their grandchildren, and their grandchildren, if we survive. And it's all because of that one article I read last year about how the U.S. was so spooked at China's technology. By the way, China just launched a really super-duper GPS system. Trump is banning TikTok. That's going to piss a lot of kids off that make those weird videos on YouTube, which are really funny. I can't see how TikTok is a threat. And they want to block anyone in the U.S. from trying to buy it because they don't want any money going to China. But anyway, this is the usual demonization of a country before the gamut goes down. My problem is, though, see, China has quite a few nukes. And so everything has to be done covertly. Like the 1943 Cairo Agreement, that is where in Japan's unconditional surrender, they had to surrender all islands and or territories back to China, dating clear back to World War I. And that's why these so-called disputed islands are located in the South China Sea. It's bad if China annexes an island, but it's okay if the United States does. Like, say, Hawaii, which was illegally annexed and was a military outpost and was bombed, but wasn't a state until 1950. Was the U.S. attacked? Alaska also, by the way. Bruce, down there in Texas. Good evening, sir. How are you having? Are you having a good night?
Yes, sir. Hello, Keith. I missed the start of the show, so you do have a guest, is that correct?
Oh, he was supposed to call in, but apparently he's not here, but I'll ring his hide on VK.com and I'll see what happened to him.
All right. I don't know if you have this in your file, but it came out there was a job posting by the CDC on the US.gov jobs website. The date of the posting was 11 November 15, 2019. Public Health Advisor Quarantine Program, hiring quarantine managers in about 20 cities across the United States at a GS 9 to 11 pay grade.
Clearance. Yeah.
You familiar with that?
Hadn't seen that one, but thanks, Bruce. It's interesting to know. I noticed, though, that the last time I tried looking on that job thing there, it says you have to log in now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a... Do you have an email I can send it to you?
Yeah, I have a. When we get offline, hold on with Kevin there, and Kenneth, and Kenneth can give it to you. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
But yeah, that'd be interesting to know there. But you know, that's no different than all these false flags. Well, it's like the Boston bomber kid in the mail in the news again like that. Everyone knows that he didn't do that thing, but like I've played these videos here of the FBI framing people. When will Americans realize that all this stuff is used to cause fear, to get you to hate someone? There was a beautiful video out there, matter of fact, from a wonderful black guy that, and I don't know if I put that on my server or not, but yeah, it is. And in fact, you want to, it's actually a clean video. Can you believe that? But anyway, it's I titled it "This Is the America I Grew Up In," and if I can find it real fast, there we go. I want you to listen to this, okay? Because this is the America I grew up in, and I won't play the whole thing. It's 3 minutes, but I don't. But this is the America I grew up in, okay?
Yeah. Hey,
a black lady has not gone through anything. And she ain't been through no racism. Nobody's treated her bad. In a black neighborhood, black on black crime is real, and most of them are dying from black crime. White people aren't doing anything to them. White people voted Barack Obama in for 8 years. 8 years. Everything that the blacks could be crying about should have did it on his watch. That's and right. They didn't. I'm black, 52. I'm not oppressed. Ain't nobody oppressing me. America is more free than it's ever been.
That's right.
And every black person know that.
That's amen. Right.
So to keep listening to somebody making you think they're going through this, some little young 19-year-old black person, they've been through this. They ain't been through nothing. That's they're right. Creating it. They're creating a problem that does not exist, like they're talking about. Is there racism? Of course. But overall, do you understand how far we've come? Do you understand how far we've come? We have now in America, white mothers and fathers are allowing their daughters to marry black folks. Y'all know this stuff that don't exist like it used to.
Yes, sir.
Years ago, a white girl could have never... I'm married to a Caucasian woman, the most beautiful woman in the world. So all this talk about racism and all this, don't listen to it. It's a lie.
That's good enough. But that's the gist of it. You know, he's standing before a Trump sign, and this is it. This racism and everything like that, Bruce, is being used to... okay, thanks, David. This racism is being used, of course, by the Democratic Party and anything to try to destroy Trump, whether they're burning cities, smashing patrol cars, anything like that. And you got to wonder, why is this stuff being allowed? And, of course, they get mad at Trump for sending the troops in like that. If it was Venezuela doing that, boy, I tell you, they'd be right on it, wouldn't they? Still there, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. But you know, yeah, I didn't grow up with racism.
No, I grew up in the 70s, and there was none of that tension at all. I grew up I went to high school. It was approximately 30% black, about 40% Hispanic, and the rest white. And there was not even fights or tension. And you had the heavy metal guys, and you had the guys that funk with the. Combs in the hair, the big belt bottoms,
Cake cutters. Yeah, they were cake cutters, Bruce. Yeah. I was called a cracker a few times, but that was about it, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got another caller here, Bruce. I'm going to go ahead and let you go here. But I do appreciate you calling in and get my email address.
Let me just hit this real quick. Remember Obama ran, you know, when he was running, there was supposed to be the end of racism. That's actually when the racial divide really started.
Right. And, well, he's my cousin. And he belongs on a rope.
So, all righty. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. My bestie there. James in Vancouver.
Hello?
Hola. Bienvenidos, Estados Unidos.
Yes, big sky country, Montana.
Yeah.
Are you near Great Falls?
No, I'm over by Missoula, unfortunately.
Okay. I grew up listening to KMON, Come On Radio. Anyway, I just wanted to make a slight correction. Hawaii became a state in 1959.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, 59. You're right. Same with Alaska.
Just wanted to call in and say hi. Appreciate your program.
That's nice. Well, James, I get tired of seeing people lie to you. And the reason that is because since 2008, 60,000 U.S. boys have committed suicide in all these wars based on lies. They return home, and it's ridiculous. And then we have the VA that additionally allowed 307,000 of them to die. Our enemy is not abroad, it's here.
Well, United States, America's been co-opted by warmongers, like bankers' wars, like Mike Rivero says. It's been hijacked. So, yeah, it's from within, it's also from without. So it's a difficult situation.
Yeah, it is. And it's sad, too, because you think of the trillions of dollars in debt they are right now, the failed U.S. economy, the infrastructure's collapsing, 1,200 dams, 55,000 bridges, billions of dollars in car damages a year. All this could have been avoided had they made America great years ago. Remember Obama's hope and change stuff? Yeah, I mean, this is all future promises that never come true because they don't want a country that is supposed to be the most richest in the world when you got people that can't even pay their rent.
Right.
Anyway, thanks for coming in. Okay, James.
Okay, thank you.
All right, my bestie there. Yeah, you know, that's it, though. When you look at the amount of foreclosures, the evictions that are coming and stuff, I just read where one firm now has pulled their tents so they can't sell tents. Now, you look at videos of Riverside. Google whatever browser you want like that. Just go down and do a search on tent cities down in California. Riverside is one of the biggest ones. That was one of the richest areas growing up there. Remember old Johnny Carson always talked about Riverside and stuff like that. Our country is being destroyed from the inside, and it's usually all these democratically held countries or states. And I don't vote. I won't aid and abet. I'm sorry. But look at it. Look at your topographic map there and see where all the damage is being done. And it's all where these Democrats are. They don't care, like Michael Jackson said. They don't care about us. I can only think as that millions of Americans are starving. The amount of, Gator mentioned that on his show, the amount of suicides and stuff, as well as what children are going through right now, the social, psychological problems. This is all caused by this government through its own internal affairs, not China, not Russia, not Iran, not Venezuela, not Syria, all from internal. And it's to keep us divided, which is exactly what they want, to keep us divided. Is this the country you want? But no, like I say, most people are too distracted with enlarging their peanuts and stuff like that to worry about anything going on in this country. There's an article about I forget the actual name of it, but it's on the college classes offered in college. It's on Zero Hedge if you did a search on it. Look at this stupid crap they're teaching kids today. This isn't the country we grew up in. And this is not by accident. Got a break coming up here, and then I got a short thing here because Carol down there in Idaho wants to hear my full song here after that, so we'll be right back. The window.
Straight from the
son above. And so inside my little room, there plunged a rays of love in streams of light, a clearly sung.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams had been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all. In life and love, I've been a loser. And too many tears had to fall. And nothing but broken vows and promises. And now I'm so tired of it all. All I ever loved, I lost. Helpless, I watched my castles fall. Tomorrow brings nothing but sorrow.
And now I'm so tired of it all. From here I know I'll soon be going, and no one will miss me after all. And up there I know I'll find content, 'cause down here I'm so tired of it all.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.